Yes, I've heard him say that too. You're pooped.
Okay.
You know, you're all tired out. Yes, I've heard that expression too, Mona.
And if you're disgusted, what would you say?
If you're disgusted?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what would you say for that? If you're disgusted, I guess you're disgusted, but
okay.
I don't know what would be the term.
And for being angry, you'd say I'm as mad or I'm...
Oh, yes, you're mad or...
Mad as...
Oh, I don't know what I've heard people tell a mad hatter and what a mad
okay.
hatter, but you're just mad, I guess.
Okay, and frightened, I'm as frightened or I'm as scared as...
Yes, you're frightened or you're scared. I guess you should probably say frightened, but you're scared or you're just afraid. It's something you're afraid of.
Okay.
That has frightened you.
Okay, and if you wanted to leave in a hurry, you'd say, what would you say? Or if you wanted to leave in a hurry, how would you express that?
Well, my land, let's go, or let's get ready, let's go. I don't know,
okay.
What would you say?
Okay, that's great. And in December, if you meet people on the street, you wish them a...
Merry Christmas.
And a...
Happy New Year, I suppose.
Okay, we really got to fly now. A person from this state is... The name of the state is...
This is Wyoming.
Okay.
They call it Cowboy State.
Okay, so a person
or
from
Wyomingite or something, a resident of Wyoming or Wyomingite or whatever.
Would a person from this state be called a cowboy then, maybe?
Well, I don't... Not ordinary. The cowboys are the men that ride or
nice.
The... And then you hear cowgirl, or the cowgirls, the girls
okay.
take part in rodeo. My daughter was a great rider and my granddaughter
okay.
and... They ride and they help with the cattle and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, I need some quick responses on this. Do you have names for residents of any other Rocky Mountain states, for example? Do you know what any positive or negative terms you would use to refer to people?
Well, I don't know. They have different, they have nicknames for the different Montanas. So is the, what is Montana?
Big Sky, is that
Big
it?
Sky, yes.
Okay, but for the people who
yeah.
live there.
Yeah, that's it, the Big Sky, Wyoming, or Montana.
But do they have terms?
And then the Missouri is the Show-Me State. You know how
okay.
they are, that.
But for the people who live there, do they have terms for the people who live there, like a Montanan? What would they say about them? Would they call them anything?
Well, I don't know whether they just are, or maybe they might say people that are natives of the state if they live there, or,
nice.
Or like here, you might say, I'm a Wyomingite,
okay.
the way you'd say.
And,
we
and,
are.
And people from the United States, they call them?
Well, they're what? U.S. citizens.
Uh-huh. Or like a person from Canada would be a Canadian. A person
a Canadian,
from,
yeah.
From America would be a...
American, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, Canadian.
And any terms for Canadians you might use? Would they ever call them, have a nickname for them?
I don't know that they ever have. I
okay.
don't know that I
How about
ever...
for Mexicans? Would they ever call any... Positive or negative term they might
Oh
use.
Gosh, I don't know what they, what is, they used to call Mexican greasers, greasers
yeah.
or greasers,
okay.
or did, was it greasers?
Greasers?
Was that what
yeah.
they call them?
Yeah.
Okay, what about Negroes? Any terms they might use for them?
I've never heard much, you know, we don't know much about Negroes in this state, you know, it's
okay.
very seldom, we don't see too many of them.
Any term for Mormons they might use?
Well,
positive or negative?
They're Latter-day Saints, she belongs to the LDS,
oh, really?
Are you? Now, you're from Utah. That's
I
what I
too.
Say. Why we all think of Utah, it's a Mormon state. We know it is.
Okay.
And I when you said that, I said, was going to think of them. Well, Mona, now maybe he belongs. He's
Are
an LDSer.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, okay. that's fine.
That's
I know a lot of people that I like. They're LDSers.
Okay, what about an Anglo? What would an Anglo be? Have you ever heard that term?
Anglo, would that be like an Anglo-American? Is that English? What would be an Anglo? What is that?
You don't.
I think
heard
I've heard the term Anglo-American. Have I heard that?
Okay. What about?
Well, do you know what it means?
Uh huh.
What is it?
A country person could also be called a. Just what you said right now.
I said a country hick.
The opposite of rich is
poor.